in the conduction band.
And the Fermi function looks like this. It starts out as 1 at energies much below the chemical potential. It goes to 0 for energies above the chemical potential. And when it gets up into the conduction band, it's going to be up here in this limit. And for energies that are bigger than 3 times, where the difference from the Fermi energy is 3 times kBT, then the Fermi function can be approximated by just an exponential function like this. And this is called the Boltzmann approximation, to use just an exponential function to describe the Fermi function. At room temperature, kBT is 25 millielectron volts. So 3 kBT is 75 millielectron volts. And the band gap is about 1 electron volt. And the chemical potential is almost in the middle. So you have a chemical potential which is at about 500 millielectron volts. And then 75 millielectron volts from that is still far from the band edge.
Maybe I better draw this. I've got this is the conduction band. This is the valence band. The chemical potential is about in the middle. And 3 times kBT is something here. So that means that when the Fermi function gets up into the conduction band, it's going to be way up here somewhere, where the Fermi function is well approximated by this exponential function.